Just let's highlight the point, maybe. Just as an example, let's say you have a mitzvah of tefillin, you have a mitzvah of tzitzis, right? I mean, tefillin also is defining the gavra, right? The gavra is mispar b'tefillin, or whatever you want to call it, right? So in tefillin is defining the gavra, right? And tzitzis is defining the gavra, right? But not in the same way. That's what we're saying. Not in the same way. What's the difference? See, the tefillin, you define the gavra by putting the tefillin on the gavra. Okay? On the gavra. Right? And that's the mitzvah. You put the tefillin on the gavra. Okay? Now, if tzitzis were the same way, by putting this garment here, with tzitzis on it, on the gavra, then the mitzvah would be levisha. But that's not how tzitzis defines the gavra. It's not by putting this garment on the gavra, okay? This religious garment on the gavra. Rather, the way you define tzitzis defines the gavra is because a gavra has a certain part of him called his beged. Okay, a beged is a relative of a person. People have begotten them. It's the way people walk around. And you define the gavra by placing strings, which we call tzitzis, onto the beged part of him. Okay, so it's not that the tzitzis aren't defining the garment, and then the garment defining him. No, the garment is already a part of him, and the mitzvah is to define the garment part of him. Now, conceptually, what reflects the idea of defining the garment part of him is where you put the strings onto the garment part of him. But just practically, the way the mitzvah is set up is that you don't wait till the garment is already on him and then put on the strings. It's a good question, why not? But the way the mitzvah is set up is that the asiya, the putting the strings on, precedes the levisha, and then the levisha's value is not in levisha, but is that's what actualizes the asiya which preceded it. So the levisha now makes the beged a part of him, so now it's a part of him, and now the asiya could do its work of defining him. So the asiya, it's not the maisa asiya, so to speak. It's not the maisa asiya, but it's the din asiya, which is the presence or the putting the tzitzis onto that part of him. Okay, just so maybe why did it do it that way? Why did it just say put the garment on you and then put the tzitzis on? So it's a funny kind of question, but I'd say two ways you could say. One thing is because could be then you'd have a moment where you'd be have the part of you and you wouldn't have it on. You know, like that would be, like as a structure, it could be that it didn't want you to have that part without having the tzitzis on you. You know what I mean? Like it takes time until you could actually tie it on. But also, because then it would be a mitzvah, then the mitzvah would have to be every day. You'd have to tie it and untie it and tie it and untie, you know. Each time you'd, because then there'd be no assay, because then the garment comes off of you, and then it goes on you. So that would just be... Yeah, okay, it's just an example, because the idea is a little bit abstract, but just to give a more mundane example, like let's say, for instance, I told the guy, I want you to turn on a light. Every day I want you to turn on a light. Turn a light in a room. But it turns out that I turn on a light, and then I turn the light once, let's say, but now there's the switch becomes locked. I don't have access to the light switch anymore. But I still want you to turn on and turn off the light. So what I do is I invent a way, I make a shade, which I put over the light bulb, and every day I put the shade over the light bulb and then I take it off, take it on and off. So when I take the shade off of the light bulb, in effect, I'm turning on the light. I'm producing the function of turning on the light is being done by removing the shade. But there's no significance in the action of removing the shade. You couldn't say, well, what's the command to remove the shade? Removing the shade isn't the thing. Removing the shade is just that which is allowing the original turning on of the light to express itself. So the action is an action of turning on the light, but I don't turn on the light by turning on the light. I turn on the light by producing the condition in which that turning on the light could express itself. And I remove the condition and I re-express it. I remove it and I re-express it. So the same way, the asiya, the mitzvah doesn't do the asiya every single day. You can't have it taken on and off. Take them off. Untie them. So rather, but the asiya only has significance insofar as there is a condition, namely of the beged being on your body. because the it's an asiyah on that the beged. The Torah is that it's a part of your body. So it's only when it's only significant insofar as it's on a part of your body. So what you do is you do the asiyah beforehand, you know, when it's not significant, and then you put it on and off of your body is what allows the function of the asiyah to express itself. What's that function? That function is to define your body, be part of your body. So there's one asiyah, but then that's the underlying mitzvah. But practically, it's mikuyamas through the producing, re-expressing the condition, the necessary condition for the asiyah to have any value, which is make the beged a part of your body. But the kiyam isn't in the wearing it. Wearing it would imply that the action of wearing it is the thing. And wearing it is just because the hechi timsa to make the beged into a part of your body, so now that the asiyah has any significance. But there's no, the maisel of isha isn't significant. It would be like putting the maisel of putting the shade on. The light, removing the light shade. The maisel of removing the light shade is not a significant action. The action is turning on the light. It's just that that's the way I could express the effect of the turning on the light. Okay, so that's why the concept of the mitzvah is the asiyah, but practically it's mitzvah through the levisha. Right, but that's where the bracha is on the practical kiyam. That's where the bracha is, that's the kiyam. Right? Now the shita who held chovas talis, just to go back to the shita who held chovas talis, held that the mitzvah wasn't to define the gavra. The mitzvah is not to define the gavra. That's chovas gavra, means the mitzvah is to define the gavra through putting tzitzis on the beged part of him. But the other shita holds, no, nothing to do with that, nothing to do with gavra. The mitzvah is to define your beged. If you have a beged, the halacha is your mechuyav to define the beged, the chovas talis. They're defining the talis as mitzvah. So therefore, what does it do? You don't have to wear it. They have a beged, it's mitzvah. Now, I think he would agree. Now, this is an interesting point. Like, for instance, he still has a brachal asad v'sitzis. I don't think he wouldn't have a brachal asad v'sitzis. But I think he would agree that there is a kiyam in the gavra when you take this garment, which is defined, and then to use it, it does produce the kiyam in the gavra. But that's not the mitzvah tzitzis. You know what I mean? He would also agree that there is an idea of defining the gavra as mu'utav b'tzitzis. You know what I mean? There's an idea of mu'utav b'tzitzis according to him also. But he's just saying that's a separate kiyam. That's a kiyam of being mu'utav b'tzitzis. That you take the gavra, you take the garment, which is the mitzvah, which you define as a begashal tzitzis. And then if you're mu'utav in that, so that's a kiyam, that's a mitzvah. But that's not the mitzvah of Asulam Tzitzis. The question is, what's the say of Asulam Tzitzis? Is it to define the beged, or is it to define the gavra? You know what I mean? But everyone agrees that there is a kiyam in the gavra when he wears that beged. But that's not the mitzvah. So we asked, someone asked a good question. Oh, we had the question. The question was, within Chovas Gavra, what's the idea of Machmir and Rashayim? Right, that they were Machmir, the Chassidim Rishon were Machmir, to put on tzitzis once the beged was even partially made. They put on tzitzis right away. So it's like Gemara said, if it's chovas talis, I understand. Because the mitzvah is to define the beged, so once it even existed partially as a beged, they defined it. But if it's chovas gavra, that there's no mechayiv until the levisha, right, that it's just defined as a part of the gavra, and the beged is a part of the gavra, so you're just building the beged, it has nothing to do with the gavra, so what do you mean there were machmir to put tzitzis on it earlier? So right, that's the Gemara asked. The Gemara answered, no, that's the Chassidim Rishon. Chassidim Rishon were Machmer and Avshayu. They took a chumra upon themselves. But we said, yeah, but what do they mean? But that was the question. But what kind of chumra? Has it, in terms of mitzvah tzitzis, doesn't seem there's room for that chumra. So how does it fit into the mitzvah tzitzis? So Michael's suggesting that maybe it's a din. It's expressing the nature of in mitzvah tzitzis, the way in which tzitzis relate to the garments. Because we said before that in tzitzis, right, the idea of the corners. We said, why do you put on the corners? Because the corners reflect that it's not just a separate thing which you happen to attach to the beged, but you're defining the beged. Right? You're through the corners, through the extremes, you define the entity. So that's the nature of tzitzis, it's part of the very beged. Whether it's a beged per se or a beged as a part of a person. But either way, it's defining the beged. Right? So if that's the case, so it could be that could be most greatly manifested if part of the asiyas habeged, incorporated into the asiyas habeged, is the asiyas hatzitzis. It's not like you had asiyas habeged which existed and then you put on tzitzis afterwards. But incorporated into the asiyas habeged, before it was even completed, they did asiyas and tzitzis. And that manifests at the very, it's a different kind of a beged. It's not the beged which happens to have something attached to it, but it's a new kind of a beged. So that's, even though the halachically the way that was done is through dalet kanfos and through different halachic manners. But the chassidim rishon or machmir, insofar as the asiyah itself, it manifested through incorporating the asiyas tzitzis into the asiyas beged. Right, so that's a different chumrah. It's saying it's not a. That's what it's answering. Shani chesin the machmir yishayim. It's not a chumrah. You're right. The mitzvah of chovas gavra, the mitzvah of say. You're right. It doesn't make sense in that framework. But it's a different aspect of mitzvah sitzis. It lends itself to that kind of a chumrah. So we're just going to get back to the question, the machlokas and the Mordechai. So maybe now that we have knowledge of the asay a little bit, right? We pass on chovas gavra. Now, as I say, maybe we'll be able to have knowledge about the bittul asay, because he had machlokas rishonim brought down by the Mordechai about if on Shabbos, if I put on a garment, a four corner garment which doesn't have tzitzis on it, on Shabbos, is that bittul asay? So Rav Shlomo Midaravavish says that it is, that's bittul asay, because you're wearing a four corner garment and it doesn't have tzitzis. So that's bet asay. That's what the bet asay is, right? You have to wear a four corner with tzitzis, and you're wearing a four corner without tzitzis. So he says bet asay. So make sure if your tzitzis ripped, don't put on the garment on Shabbos, right? So the Ri says no. He says no. First thing he proves it, because he says our Gemara and our Gemara. Why were they concerned about hotza'ah? Because it ripped on Shabbos. You can worry about hotza'ah. Why aren't you worried about bet asay? Right? Because he's saying hotza'ah is only karmelis is only derabanan. Yeah, but a bet asay is deraisa. So why isn't worried about that? So he says, no, there's no bittul asay on Shabbos. Why? Because the whole halacha, there's no isser. He says, no lav, you're not allowed to wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis. There's no halacha like that. It's just a halacha that when you have four-corner garments and you wear it, you have to put on tzitzis. So on Shabbos, you can't put on tzitzis because it's an isser of kshira. So on a sirchona patre. So you're putting on a four-corner garment. Aye, there's a chiv which comes about. On a sirchona patre, so on patre. So you can tell me, I can't, there's an isser. Where does the isser come from? It's not going to be bittul asay. So that's a machlokas. Is that considered bittul asay? So we pushed off the question until we had knowledge about the asay, because it seems hard to understand, to question the bittul asay without knowing about the asay. But now that we know a little bit about the asay, we don't know, could we have a svar for that machlokas? Fine, so I was thinking like this maybe. So they, like I think I said, it's true, is that it would seem easier the second way, the Ri. Because since the mitzvah is asiyah, right? I mean, that's the mitzvah is asiyah. So therefore, if I put on the garment on Shabbos, now you say, let me have a mitzvah of asiyah, but I can't do asiyah, so it's a problem. Right? So it's not bittul asay, because I can't do it. Torah says don't do it. So when you say, but I'm doing something wrong, Torah says don't do it. There's no lav, I can't wear it. But maybe you say like this, is that, see, if the mitzvah was asiyah, in the way which it wasn't, like it would have been like you put on the garment, and then you're chayiv to do an asiyah, then you're right. Then you couldn't say that, because now I can't do that asiyah, so I put on the garment, and now, right, I'll do it. But that's not the way the mitzvah was set up. As we said, like, the asiyah was shoved into the tchilas mitzvah, but the sofa mitzvah is the levisha, which means that even though conceptually the mitzvah is the asiyah, right, because that's what's defining the bega, defining the gavra part of the bega, part of the gavra, but practically the way the mitzvah was set up, and the kiyama mitzvah was set up, is that you do an asiyah first, right, which isn't really the mitzvah yet, but and the levisha then actualizes the asiyah. So the levisha, insofar as, so to speak, the maisa mitzvah, practically, it's really the levisha. Why that's a mitzvah is because the levisha is actualizing an asiyah which preceded it, right? That's why you see, for instance, the mitzvah is on the atifa. Is on the bracha, is on the levisha, because the levisha is practically the mitzvah. The idea, the mitzvah is to do an levisha, which actualizes an actualization of the asiyah. So it could be what Rav Shlomo Darevish held, is that since the asay, the way practically the mitzvah set itself up is that you have a levisha, which is an actualization of the asiyah. So if you do a levishas of Dalai Kanfos, which is not an actualization of asiyah, if you create the state of the gavra having this part of him without it being defined as the Yishpo Tzitzis, so that's going to be bittul asay. In other words, that since the Torah took the, even though the conceptual essence is the asi, and you can't do that now, but that's insofar as the conceptual frame. But practically, the mitzvah became thrown into a levisha, that you have to do a levisha of a beged shel arba kanfos. Okay, because a beged sheyesh bo tzitzis, because that could actualize the levisha. But practically, the mitzvah is to do a levisha of a beged sheyesh bo tzitzis. So now, if I do a levisha's beged shein bo tzitzis, so now I'm making this thing a part of me, right, without tzitzis. So that's going to be a, that's going to be a bit asai. I mean, or do you, so the question is, does the bitul asai follow the conceptual, the kiyum mitzvah, the intrinsic kiyum mitzvah, which is the underlying kiyum mitzvah, which is the asiya, and therefore the bitul asai is that I'm failing to do asiya, so then you can't say I'm failing to do asiya because it's Shabbos. You can't be failing to do asiya. Or do you say that the bitul asai follows the practical form which the mitzvah took on, which is a levisha, to do a levisha of the of a that your levisha should be a levisha, which is an actualization of the asiya. So, but then when you do a levisha on Shabbos, or you do any you do a levisha without tzitzis, without it, so now it's a levisha, which you're creating the state of your body, you know, where it has a bag without tzitzis. So that's actually it's a bit asai. Because the asiya preceded it. Yeah, I don't know, it could have done it a year ago, whatever. Asiya just isn't tied in with the mitzvah in time. So therefore, right now, it's going to be a bit asai.